InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys as well. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this partly cloudy day here in Minnesota. It's only 49 degrees. And it's Thursday, August 20th, 2011. Yours truly. I'm sorry, October 20th.
Yes, October 20th.
I said August. Graduation oh, day. My goodness gracious. Sorry. Yeah, it's your graduation. Folks, you have with you on this beautiful, partly cloudy day in Minnesota in October, and that being the 20th of the year 2001, one double digits. Bradley, Jake, and the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. And again, folks, as usual, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And what follows that? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, how would I say that in a nice way, Jake? I don't know that I can say that in a nice way.
Occupying somebody else's head.
Occupying someone else's head.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't apply to Christians because it's a great place when you're holding and bearing the mind of Christ in all that you do. And I'm not saying it that way. I'm saying it to the liberal mindset that believes everything they're told but the truth. And here we are. We're knee-deep in it, America, and it's time to stand up and put our feet upon the rock and keep taking the land. Do you want to say hello?
Speaking of that,
yes.
WND, who we just started a partnership with, we told you a little bit about it yesterday, and I hope if you hadn't had the opportunity to check out the Facebook page on sonsoflibertyradio.com, in the upper right-hand corner, Bradley has started a column there, and you're going to get to see from that perspective, Joseph and the crew down there believe that we need to not only be liberty-minded, patriotic-minded, and Christian-minded, but we need to reach this next generation. I encourage you to do so, folks.
Well, you can't be liberated-minded if you're not a Christian in the first place.
That's
because
true.
Jesus Christ came to make men free.
Yep, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
And isn't it interesting that most men will say it's liberty to do what you want to do, when in fact that's bondage, because Christ came to set us free from sin, not to live in sin.
Yes, that's
so when he makes us
right?
free,
yeah.
He sets us free from sin. Here's another analogy. When I break the laws of the land, being thrown in jail, is that liberty?
No.
Well, you did what you wanted to do, and you broke the natural law, and now you're in jail. So Is that pay for itself? Is that a good thing? Is that what you were looking for? Is that the kind of liberty you want, is to be locked up in a cell? But most people think that way in their darkened, blinded minds.
Yeah. Or they
Christ
get mad.
Came to set us free, and it's interesting that grace, it's like a cruise control, folks. Let's take a natural analogy to teach you something spiritual here. As long as I'm driving down the highway and I have the cruise control set, that being grace, the power to restrain, and from going faster than I should be going, what do I have to worry about the cops? Not at all. But isn't it interesting that when you're breaking the law, it's like when you're driving on the highway and all of a sudden you see a state trooper pull up off the ramp, and he just flies onto the ramp and everybody's going 70 miles an hour and 75. And all of a sudden, everybody stops. It's like this. More of the law enters that the offense might abound. And it's interesting that when you're driving with the cruise control on, you can wave at the cop and smile at the cop because the cop is your friend. But if you're going 70 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, you're breaking the law. That is not liberty, folks. Yeah. But what happens here again, and these are the people that never get it, Jake.
Yeah.
These are the people that never get it, folks. That they see the cop, they slow down. And then once they see the cop pull off the ramp again, what do? They go back to breaking the law. Are those people to be trusted? Are they faithful citizens of the United States? Same thing with Christians. And you can't get away with it. Now, folks, what we've been doing over the last week and a half, going on week two here, we've been talking about the exposition that we've done in high school assemblies across the country, again, in 330 schools. Jake did 30 of those. And with that, the exposition, we've been using a quote by Victor Hugo, and here's his quote. He said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed." He said, "The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness." Now, let me say it again. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. In other words, wisdom is justified by our children. We can't complain about those kids, folks. A lot of times we have street teams out there, and the street teams get to hear parents come up and say, "Oh, you know, to H with those kids. You know, oh, they're going to do what they're going to do. Oh, can you believe how bad my kid is? Oh, can you believe he's doing this, and he's doing that, and he's doing this?" And what's ironic about the whole situation, folks, is these people a lot of times are walking out with cigarettes in their hands, lottery tickets in their hands, booze in their hands, and they're complaining about the kids that they trained up. And what's more interesting than that is the fact that they sit there and basically condescend their children. And the Bible says wisdom is justified by our children. So therefore, when those people are complaining about their kids, you got to look at them and be a faithful witness that delivers souls. As you look at them and say, "Ma'am, you're complaining about your kid, but who trained your kid to do the things that he's doing today? You did. So therefore, who's the hypocrite? You can't hold the truth and unrighteousness and say one thing and do the other and expect your kid to do the right thing. Well, you're doing the wrong thing." No, folks, that's hypocrisy. And hypocrisy means to be a pretender. Don't be a pretender or to pretend to love the truth when, in fact, you really hate the truth by your deeds. And for God's sakes, don't blame the kids for what you taught them to do. Now, when we come back after this break, that's the definition for what Victor Hugo said. But when we come back, I'm going to give you an analogy, a true story about two duck hunters. And then I'm going to kick it off into my testimony. And we're going to continue on this vein with the high school assembly that we've done across the country. Again, you got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-3333. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we've been talking about Victor Hugo and an exposition done in high school assemblies across the country. Here's a true story, which is told of two men who thought it would be okay to go duck hunting 2 weeks before the season opened. And they took with them a retriever dog, a brand new truck, decoys, fake ducks, plenty of ammunition, of course, bullets, and a couple of sticks of dynamite. Now, when they first arrived, they noticed that the lake that they chose was all frozen over, and to them, this was a big problem. It'd be a big problem for anybody. One of them had a great idea. He would go to his truck, get a stick of dynamite out of the back, and then blow a big hole right in the middle of the lake, throw down all the little decoys, the fake duckies, and then have a heyday shooting at all of the little duckies that do land. So he did just that. He went to his truck, pulled out the stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, and then threw it right smack in the center of the lake. One thing he forgot when he got there, and after he threw the stick of dynamite, that he had brought his little retriever, his dog, with him. And as faithful as that little dog was, he ran after the stick of dynamite, put it into his mouth, and then began to run back to his owner. And the owner, in fear of being blown up, ran to get his rifle, began shooting at the little retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. Folks, we all have them. The retriever then was scared away and ran right under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up, folks? You got it. The retriever and the brand new truck. See, his breaking of the law was the very thing that nipped him right in the butt. The things that blew up were the very evidence of his guilt. As we talked about yesterday, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And so it is. We all have these retrievers in our lives. Now, folks, because nobody ever told me what I'm telling you today, I went through the school of hard knocks because, again, nobody ever told me that that stick of dynamite was going to come back and blow up in my face. And, boy, did it blow up in my face. You see, I planted the seeds of trying alcohol in the party life. I raised up the crops of two DWIs, going to detox three times. I went to treatment twice, all in the name of having a good time. I planted the seeds of trying things that I knew I shouldn't have tried. ODing six times, being rushed to the hospital by an ambulance, going to the hospital several times, of course, because of these very things. I remember one particular time where I was in a hospital, and the nurse actually held my hand because I was literally at the end of my wits, saying to myself, God, please just give me one more chance. And I got that one more chance. I planted the seeds of rebellion and anger, then raised up the crops of getting stabbed in the head in St. Paul, Minnesota after a fight. I then received six stitches in my head and remember the blood running down my face. Two times a gun stuck to my head and my chest. The head aim was a cop, and he said, stop or else I'll blow your expletive off. Getting my nose broken twice, once by my brother, by the way. Love you too, bro. Going to jail a couple times because of fighting because, again, nobody ever told me that you reap what you sow. Now, folks, these are the things that you're being taught. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And on one particular curve, they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. You know what their remedy was, folks? They said that we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the hill. Did you hear what I said? We need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the hill. See, instead of warning men before they go over the cliff, instead of prevention being better than cure, now they put an ambulance after the destruction takes place. And boy, oh boy, does that work for the bureaucracy, folks. Oh, is that a moneymaker?
Another program.
How about we just love each other enough to get in each other's face and say no before the destruction takes place? Oh, that's way out there. We're not a part of that anymore. Now, folks, if a man goes fishing, he'll generally catch fish according to what? According to the bait that he uses. Now, a very smart fish will not bite onto the hook because he knows it's bait. But a very stupid fish, again, keep in mind, we've all heard this before, the only fish that get caught are those that bite onto the hook. That's common sense, right? But see, folks, you do it all day long, regardless if you know it or not. You think, oh, no, that's just so far out there. You know, just over the last week and a half, we've been asking people to spell the word shop. They spell it. Then we ask them, what do you do when you come to a green light? They say stop. Yeah, they fail the test time and time again because what they do is they jump the gun and they say, it never happens here. I never even thought about what I was saying to you, but I was sure that I gave you the right answer. And just think about this, folks. Even for those that are listening to me right now, you say to yourself, I am right, and that is just, oh, it's too bad for you, and I've never done anything like that in my life. Man, I wish I was as perfect as you are. I wish I was just like you, that I never had these problems. See, the problem is nobody loved me enough to tell me not to bite onto the hook. And now my point is to go back to that. I thought I knew everything too, when in fact, the only thing I was doing is reaping the consequences of sin in my life, which brings forth death. Now, it's like this. What you're not shown, of course, is the man lying in bed with 2 to 10 days to live. You know, it's interesting. My mom called me up one time. His name was Dan. I think he's still alive. He had 2 to 10 days to live. I remember going to Coon Rapids, or Fridley, Minnesota, I'm sorry, going up on the fourth floor. My mom said, would you go pray for him? His kidneys and his livers, they quit working on him. So I went up there, and the first thing I noticed was his dad looking at his son and whom was going to die in 2 to 10 days. I didn't really feel sorry for the man that drank himself there, but I did feel sorry for the dad who had a look at his son who didn't understand the difference between right and wrong, and I'm sure he did. He just didn't listen to his conscience. Now, just a little side note for conscience. You know when you're driving down the road? You know if you go a little bit too far to the right or too far to the left, all of a sudden you start to hear that ding, 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 ding. See, that's conscience, folks. My little boys know that. They know that we got to get in the center of those two warning conscience signals to our heart. Isn't it interesting how the older folks that end up in the hospital 2 to 10 days to live, oh, they just look at you like it's somebody else's fault that they're there. Well, this guy, in fact, Dan, in the hospital that had 2 to 10 days to live. It was interesting. When I looked at him, you could see a terror-stricken look on his face. He was going to die. He was going to die in 2 to 10 days. I thought to myself when we left that place visiting Dan, by the way, when I met with him, folks, I didn't sit there and tell him how God loves him and has a wonderful plan for his life, because it's not in the Bible. Love is a demonstration, 1 John 3:18. It's not lip service. No, I gave him a lot of grace and I told him the hard truth. And he can accept it and receive Christ on Christ's terms, or he can reject it and end up where he wants to. But that's up to him. It's a choice. I left that hospital room after we prayed for him. And I said to my wife as I turned around, I said, how come we never put up billboards like this warning the kids before they take their first drink? How come we never show billboards of men dying of AIDS before they fornicate and have sex before marriage? It's interesting, men contract the disease and then they get mad at God for them getting the disease rather than listening to God's warning when he said, no, don't do it in the first place. 1 Corinthians 6:9. But again, we wait until the destruction takes place before we wake up. Now, I did one high school in Minnesota, Faribault, Minnesota, as a matter of fact. And before doing their assembly, I noticed that they had a car out in front of the school that looked like a tin can where 3 kids were killed drinking and driving. I thought to myself, now look what we do in America. We take somebody's dead kid, we take the vehicle that they got killed in, and then we put it in front of the kids to try to scare them straight. Just think if those kids knew not to drink in the first place. Just think if those kids knew that it was illegal for them to drink in the first place. Just think if we had a government that cared about their people enough that they would enforce the laws of the land before those 3 kids were killed. Now, what's interesting is when I went into the school to do the assembly, I noticed on a wall a poster of a kid who was killed drinking and driving in a body bag, with a toe wrap on. In other words, they had his name on the toe, of course, so you could identify the body. You know what it said on this poster, folks? It said, this year, 7,514 kids will not be drinking and driving. Isn't that wonderful? Burnsville, Minnesota, 3,500 kids in this school. On these walls, there was posters plastered everywhere. And on these particular posters, it said, if you can't party responsibly, then don't party at all. Now, folks, I don't know if it's just me or not, but the problem with this mentality is they're not supposed to drink and drive until they're 21 years old. Why the power of suggestion? I'll tell you when we come back. Again, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. For all you tailgaters, it's been well worth it, hasn't it? We're back for the exact. Hey.
I like that.
I'm going to give you a shout-out, 1-877-807-9977. If we're hitting home, give us a call and weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. And here we are again. Right before the break, I was talking about how they have these billboards in schools saying if you can't party responsibly, then don't party at all. Well, the question that I have for you, America, is why are they telling kids that it's okay to party in the first place when it's against the law? Why the power of suggestion? Here's another one for you. What do we do in this country? Remember how I was talking about the ambulances at the bottom of the mountain? What do we do in this country concerning alcohol? We put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain, and then we call it Alcoholics Anonymous because, of course, I can't help myself. See, we forgot to read Scripture where it said in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that no drunkard shall inherit the kingdom of God. Or how about this one in the New Testament? There hath no temptation, no, none, taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful when we rest in His grace and trust Him in Him with all of our hearts. But God, who is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Then he goes, I speak as to wise men. Judge ye that what I say. My dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Flee. Get away from it. But again, what do? We have ambulances at the bottom of the mountain all across the country. Alcoholics Anonymous. I remember when I went to treatment. I remember treatment was nothing more than to meet other partiers.
Yeah.
And I'm most definitely not saying that that is the situation or the case that we have today. Yeah. I'm just simply saying kids aren't stupid. Mm-mm. And why is it that when they leave these programs, and by the way, especially the Christian programs, why is it that when they leave, they become twice as much the sons of hell than before the first time they violated the law? Because nobody ever told them that they violated the law. Violated the law. Do you like that?
I like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But serious. Again, you're taught to sit in a circle. Then you're told to say your name, that you're sick, not responsible. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not sick. You are responsible individuals, and the minute that you begin to believe that you're sick, you've just subjected yourself to another power.
Yep.
Because Christ is more than able, believe me, if he can save me from my sins, he can save you from your sins. Rest assured. If anybody ever tells you that you're sick, look at him and say, you know what, you're a counterfeit. Because Christ said that I was set free through the death of himself on the cross of Calvary.
Yep. And you know what? This concept of I can't help myself or I'm sick.
Well, Jake, you were there.
Look at what happens in society. Oh, totally. And every kid in there is brilliant. They are smart.
They totally are.
They've learned how to play the system.
That's right.
I remember one of the times when I was there, the counselor turned to me. You don't want to know.
You know,
it took me a while to learn my lesson.
Remember that kid in Pelican Rapids? He said he'd been through treatment 25 times.
Yeah.
And
a joke.
Totally. He was playing the system.
Been through it.
And his dad was the sheriff of the county.
Yeah.
And I said to him, bro, I just want to tell you something. Your dad's intents were all good. And you're probably just ashamed to your father.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you're not playing the system. You're playing yourself.
Yeah, you're getting played, thinking you're cute. But I remember, I think it was like my fourth day in there or something like that. Go 3, 10, 9, 8. It was that nobody knows what I was just talking about. It was about the fourth day I was in there. The counselor turns to me and says, "Why don't you run this particular section?" The kids and I had no desire to quit, none. Mm-hmm. But here, I could run this section. I got the drill. This is what you do. This is how you say it. Listen, there is no other name under heaven by which man will be saved but the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That was all that saved me. Nothing more than that.
You know what they do?
Stop. You don't have to hit a bottom. When Christ confronts you where you're at and Christ brings change, you're changing. That's it.
If this was a black church.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Man, I'm telling you. I'm testifying.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it interesting that when you're in those treatment centers, first of all, they don't lay any conviction on
you. No.
What's funny about it, they sideswipe the fact that you broke the law and you're in treatment in the first place.
No conviction.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They pull all that away and they go straight to the emotions.
Yeah. Like you're this poor. When I was sitting in there, and I don't think I'm too far off from a majority of these. When you're sitting in there, oh, you poor guys, you poor 16-year-old kids that just don't know how to say no and not party. Baloney! We knew how to do it!
Yeah.
That's why we did it!
I don't think I've met a kid in all the schools that we've done that doesn't know how to do it. That's why they don't go to the church, because they know that they're getting ones over on their pastors that don't understand. The church doesn't have the respect that they should have because they don't give the truth that sets men free.
Because that's the different power you're talking about. And the Bible talks about a different Jesus, too, but the succumbing mentality that I'm sick, I'm never going to make it. Okay, let's take that same mentality and move it over to that institution, which is supposed to have all the power in society, the church. Oh, well, you know, Jesus is coming back soon. There's nothing we can do.
Yep.
That's why they don't go.
And by the way, folks, it's a lack of love.
It ain't Christ.
Because it withholds the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
And what it does by withholding the truth is it creates enemies to the truth. And then you're building up a whole army that's actually set against Christ rather than before him.
That's right. Well, who makes money off it? Well, we're going to put you on some antidepressants. Mm, we're going to put you on this. We're going to send you into counseling.
Yep.
That's right. Who's making the money off all of this?
Yep.
And, you know, doing all these little deals under the table to take this new sick individual and let's put him over here and rehabilitate him. And for the most part, a lot of these people, they know their programs don't work.
Yep.
It's about the money.
Making a living.
Let me keep going here. 1919 to 1933, it was illegal to drink in this country. How many people do you think died through DWIs then?
Yeah.
Remember what Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said. He said, if you lower the law, the warning signs, prevention is better than cure, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Now listen, according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, 12,998 people died in 2007. That's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Because men won't rule themselves. They won't be governed by self. They won't govern themselves. And as a result, you need an external force to govern your behavior.
Well,
you won't behave.
That's an un-American attitude to not govern yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes us an American. We will govern ourselves.
In 1992, a man in California was busted 18 times for drinking and driving. His sentence given by the judge, you ready for this, folks, was to move closer to the liquor store. Isn't that funny? Now, do me a favor, though, before you start laughing about it, just do your best to forget about the 12,998 people that died in this country before you think it's funny that the judge withheld justice in this situation. So just think, if he's done it 18 times, he'll do it 19 times. He'll keep doing it until he ends up killing somebody. But what's interesting is soft judges produce hardened criminals, and don't ever forget that. And by the way, what good is law if the laws are not enforced? Do you guys know that because crime is not tolerated in El Salvador, you're put in front of a firing squad for your first offense? Fool. I guarantee you that they don't have a problem drinking and driving in El Salvador. By the way, we have a good judge in Cambridge, Minnesota. And if you drink and drive in his county the first time, he gives you the maximum sentence. Guess where all the partiers don't go? Guess who doesn't go through that man's county when they want to drink and drive and party and try their lines? They stay out of his community.
I bring up a point to this because you brought up the prohibition. What it was like in our country when our country didn't tolerate drinking alcohol. But what happened is people would not govern themselves. And this is what happens to you folks. This is why we have massive government right now. This is the answer. People wouldn't govern themselves in their states. So a women's organization, who I think was the main driving force, they may have been helped by others. You know, socialist communists might have been involved in this some way, shape, or form. But the point is because men wouldn't govern themselves when they drank, then the state stepped in and said, we will make this illegal. Then the federal government stepped in and did it on all 50 states and brought up an organization called the ATF. Now, I want to show you the end of your sin, folks, because that's what we're talking about. That's the issue. Because you wouldn't govern yourself, now the federal government comes in and becomes your nanny, makes sure that you can do it. Mm-hmm. Finally, people got smart to realize it's not the federal government's job. This is actually a jurisdiction outside of the federal government. It's the state. It should be the church. The preacher should be preaching convicting messages so men don't get out and get smashed and run their cars into people and kill people.
Well, they're not teaching the fear of God that their sin is
exactly.
Before God. Rather,
different
it's
Jesus.
Before the government.
That's right. Right. Different Jesus. So now the federal government comes in. Because so many people want to whine about the federal government. We already determined the sources because man wouldn't govern himself. Federal government comes in through the 18th Amendment, later on creating another amendment, abolishing the 18th Amendment. But what the federal government didn't relinquish was the ATF. They still have federal control there. And bureaucracies will continue to grow, but it can't grow unless you break the law first. These treatment centers cannot exist unless men will not restrain their behavior, unless parents won't teach their children, unless preachers won't preach the fear of the Lord.
There's so much in what you're saying there, right there.
It's huge.
That people have to break the law to give power over
that's
to
right.
A tyrannical government. Isn't it interesting that it's the tyrannical government that's encouraging the
and
crimes for
it.
You to break the mm-hmm. law, and then once you break the law, there they are to take away the guns mm-hmm. after they just taught your kids how to kill.
Yep. It's just like the D.A.R.E. program. I know this is in your – they come along.
Yeah, don't go there yet, but go ahead. No, just make your point.
They come along, show, pass the drugs around, smell it, look at it. Here's how you make it. Here's what you smoke it in. And then when a kid does it, the cop's there to arrest him and say, you shouldn't have done it.
Yep.
What in the world did you teach me for?
Yeah, by the way, that's a communistic mindset. To teach them how to commit the crimes. Yeah. Folks, let me ask you something now that you've
Stupid
jumped the gum, Jake.
I'm sorry.
The more I tell a kid not to do something, guess what he wants to do?
Oh,
what you told him not to do. Now, is it right that he does what you told him not to do? No. It's his carnal nature. If you don't teach him that God is the man, per se, I speak as a man, but that he's the one that's in control in a spiritual sense, they're going to rebel against him when you tell them not to do it because they don't see consequence. But when you show them consequence, they're going to avoid that crime. Through the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil, and so it is with us. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about Jacqueline Saborito, who survived a DWI, but I want to show you how horrific it really was.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Bible will either keep you from sin or sin will keep you from the Bible. I love that. Either you're holy or you're unholy. Either you walk in the light or you walk in the darkness. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'll have nothing to do with you. What do we see in this country today? We see everybody on the pendulum going back and forth in which way? Straddling the fence. Yep. And how does that work, Jake? Give the analogy.
Yeah, there's a man, talking about the Civil War one.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy during the Civil War thought that he wanted to make it through the war alive, save his own skin. So he thought, I know what I'll do. In order to not get attacked by the North, I'll wear a Union coat. And in order to stay friends with the South, I'll wear, what would they call them, rebel pants.
Yep.
So he walked out on the battlefield with his ridiculous-looking outfit with the Union coat and the rebel pants, and he got filled with bullets from the North in his Union pants and filled with bullets from the South.
It don't work, does it?
And it doesn't work.
No.
Instead of making friends on both sides, he made enemies of both, and he lost his life.
That's a politician, and that's where – that's a whole different story, but it's such a great story, and so is that Mexican coat.
Woo!
Man.
Woo!
All right. Whoa! Guys, I am on Elp 2 right now. I am on Elp 2. We're talking about the DWIs. Folks, on a serious note, let's get back to this because this is some serious stuff. We were talking about how many people died through DWI because America doesn't understand no until someone dies. And then we talked about the judge that comes in behind him. Guy busted 18 times. The judge says, move closer to the liquor store. I shared with you how soft judges produce hardened criminals. Folks, you should be angry with the judges that do not administer justice to the criminals. Completely.
That goes back to your analogy in the very beginning. Who caused or created the darkness? And that's what we're saying, is that by doing this, by withholding judgment, you are creating darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, some companies want darkness created so that they can cash in on it. But we're talking about a system, folks. You're not just guilty if you perpetrate a crime. You're guilty if you allow that crime.
Yeah.
Or if you create a setting that creates or breeds crime. Our government should not be doing that in any way, shape, or form, and neither should we in our lives and for our children. You talked about earlier about the mothers that come out and say, oh, to hell with the kids. That's what they say.
I know they do. Yeah.
And they've got the cigarettes. They've created an environment that's basically saying, oh, here's the pavement, son or daughter. You can go there, too, because that's where I'm headed.
That's right. And that's why they make them twice as much the sons of hell. Now, when Jake was saying hell, I really want you to understand, folks, that when we say that, we're not taking that lightly. It's not like we're just throwing it out as a derogative word or as a expletive. Jesus warned of hell 54 times, but I want to make it real clear what we're talking about here when we say prevention is better than cure. Folks, hell is only the consequence of those that refuse to fear the Lord in righteousness and holiness and goodness. Those that refuse to repent before Christ. It was God that sent his son to die for our sins. Why shouldn't we? Because at one point, we're all going to bow the knee and confess that Jesus is Lord regardless if we want to or not. And by the way, my hands raised, I want to. Jesus Christ is Lord. But let's get back to the point. Hell is only the consequence of unrepented sin before God. We're to fear God as a son to a father. That's how we're to fear God. And in exact righteousness, which Christ came to fulfill through his law. But let's get back to the point now. Jacqueline Saborito was a beautiful little girl. This is a true story. In 1999, 20-year-old Jacqueline Saborito left her family and friends in Venezuela to come to Austin, Texas. She traded flamenco dancing and jet skiing for an opportunity in a new country and a chance to learn how to speak English. There was a young kid named Reggie Steffi who was a senior at Lake Travis High School near Austin, and he played baseball and football, and college was in his future. But early one Sunday morning in the fall of 1999, Jackie and Reggie's paths crossed. Just a few hours earlier, Jackie had been at a birthday party with some of her new friends, and it was late when they left the birthday party. Neither she nor the driver had been drinking. That same Saturday, Reggie met some friends after work and had a few beers illegally. Later, he went to a party and drank some more. Even though it's illegal for anyone under 21 to buy or possess alcohol in Texas, he did it anyways. Now, because he didn't understand the word no, because he didn't fear breaking the law or the consequences of breaking the law, on a four-lane road just outside of Austin, Reggie's SUV crossed the center line just a little bit and hit the car that Jackie was riding in head-on. Two of Jackie's friends died instantly. I can feel this again. Two of Jackie's friends died instantly. Jackie's legs were pinned under the dashboard. Trapped, Jackie begged for help, but rescuers could not get to her. As a matter of fact, after the car started on fire, it started in the engine and spread to the inside of the car. Engulfed in flames, she screamed for 45 seconds because of some young man that didn't understand what it meant to not drink and drive. The ambulance driver took notice that while she was engulfed in flames for 45 seconds, literally inhaling the flames, he took notice that they could do nothing about it until the fire simmered. They finally got her out. Oh, and by the way, for Reggie, other than a few bruises, Reggie was okay except for one thing. A blood test showed that he had been drinking, and police officers arrested Reggie and took him to jail right on the spot. Jackie was barely alive when she arrived at the hospital. She was burned over most of her body. Now listen to this carefully, especially you women. Her hair was gone. Her nose and her ears dissipated. They melted off. Her eyes were scorched. and she was almost completely blind. Fingers on both of her hands had to be amputated. But what about Reggie, who didn't understand? Well, now he's sitting in prison. Reggie Steffi was tried and convicted for causing the deaths of two people while he was driving drunk. He is now in the state penitentiary serving two concurrent seven-year sentences for intoxication manslaughter. Now, I got a picture of Reggie in front of me right now with nothing but remorse and regret on his face. Reggie never thought this would happen to him, he said. He will be 24 years old when he will be released from prison. The damage he did, he says, is a pain that will never go away. Oh, and by the way, when you look at this beautiful little girl, Mrs. Saborito, there's a poster of her. One of her eyes completely melted shut. They're doing skin grafts. She's had over 50 operations to try to fix her life, just the way she looks. Her nose is completely gone. She's got one eye opened, and you can see that she's been completely burned from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And Mrs. Saborito, Jacqueline Saborito, wants everybody in America to understand this one thing. Not everyone who gets hit by a drunk driver dies. Some live. Some live. Now, I want to ask you a question because I know it to be true, because it lines up with Scripture. And we got this quote from an international doctor. How many of you ever heard that alcoholism is a disease? And I want to say this to you as a preacher of the righteous word. How many of those that claim that you're an alcoholic think it's going to work on the day of judgment with God? Now, for those that have heard that alcoholism is a disease, let me give you the facts, because before the 50s, you didn't really hear about this. Mm-hmm. See what happens when the law is lowered? This is straight from Bill Sardi. If you'd like to talk to him, you can. BSARDI@AOL.com. BSARDI@AOL.com. I didn't say it. Bill Sardi said it, and I completely agree with him because Scripture states it. Knowledge of health, said Bill Sardi. Alcoholism is not a disease. Listen carefully, this whole mix, this deceptive plea and fleece on the American people, and notice who it works for. Alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. Did you hear that? Alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. Let it be said that the designation of alcoholism came in at a popular time when doctors and therapists were attempting to gain money reimbursements for treatment of this behavior. Therefore, most experts declared alcohol abuse in a self-serving manner as a disease to obtain fees for treatment. Bill ends with this. There is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease, but boy, oh boy, does it work for the bureaucracy? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We'll pick up this vein again on this exposition, this lyceum, this high school assembly tomorrow. We will talk to you then, and sign off, Brother Jake.
I am out, and God bless you.
Did you think that was a good assembly?
I thought it was an awesome assembly.
A good portion.
I'm ready for more.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, then you're going to have to turn in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time.
Got it. Groovy. Okay.